13-year-old Yelia Reese De Leon Vasquez loves art.
Like painting.
And writing. On Monday, she's wearing a Tinkerbell sweatshirt at Duval County's Lakeshore Middle School. She's new here. She used to live on the south side of Puerto Rico before Maria swept over the island.
The hurricane was like a monster because our house was it was watering the floor in the kitchen.
She says during the storm, her grandpa put a chair against the kitchen door to keep it closed.
And it was still moving. The hurricane broke the door, and it was horrible.
But the hard part came after the storm clouds passed.
There was no water or food. To get money in the bank, you would have to make a line, a long line, like 4 hours standing there.
Yelia Reese lives with her 12-year-old sister, grandma, and grandpa, Miguel Vasquez.
Since her mom passed away, we had, had them since they were babies. And they are our daughters right now. They're not our granddaughter, they're our daughters.
Vasquez says he recently retired and had already planned to move his family to Jacksonville, but not like this. They don't have most of their belongings with them.
Everything's still there. Mm-hmm. Even so, some of the papers that we thought we had them already packed in our luggage, she left them behind, shot records and stuff like that.
He says that made getting the girls into school difficult. But he says the district helped a lot. Julia Crow is an English as Second Language or ESOL specialist with the district.
The state right away let us know to be ready and let us know about expediting the enrollment process for those families.
That means getting those kids into school even if they don't have all their paperwork, like medical records. And Crow says part of her department's job is to help parents get their children in the right school. For instance, Lakeshore Middle, where Yelia Reese goes, is an English learning hub of sorts.
They have developmental classes for their English language arts and reading. They are taught in a sheltered setting, meaning all of the students in that class are also learning English.
And bilingual aides in their other classes to help translate. The district says many of these students fleeing disaster were enrolled after a day in October where all students are counted. That count determines how much per student funding districts get. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says districts get a recount if the influx of students accounts for 5% of district enrollment or a quarter of the school's population. No Florida districts are meeting that mark, but Stewart can approve waivers. She says either way, schools will at least get half the funding for those students after a February count. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.